Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas. Numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the third day of September, man. I cannot believe it. Third day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, you know, getting the hot spell coming here, the hot, cool down, hot, cool down. But, man, in the morning, more early, you can feel the nip of fall. It's a coming. And you know what follows fall, and we won't talk about that. That being said, see what we're going to look at here. Most school shootings in federal report just didn't happen. Oh, what?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, most school shootings in federal report just didn't happen. Yeah, we know that. There used to be a law that said that you couldn't deliberately put out false information if you're a news agency, and then they changed that law until, well, they can just put together any kind of propaganda that they choose to throw out there to try to get the population, the herd, to move left or right or forward or backward. And, I mean, once people know that fact, I love the way they pick and choose. You know, they'll pick through, well, that one must be true. You know, this one here suits me, so it must be true. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. And until people get that through their heads, I don't know, man. They get rid of the internet quick enough, then all you'll be able to see is just whatever lies they want to put up in front of you. This is from Mammal Land. It was sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This one... this is one for the annals of fake news. Oh, I love the news. Fake news, phony news, didn't happen, you know, all this bullshit. A federal agency is blundering around with erroneous but inflammatory data on a majority of topic major topic of national contention. It gets called out by a government-supported news outlet, and it does nothing about it. Our Corruption Chronicles blog peeks into the window of the funhouse. In an amazing story, a government-funded media outlet notorious for its liberal slant, and man, please stop that shit. If you're even serious about this at all, liberal slant. I love that. It's all fucking lies, okay? There is no left. There is no right. There are no liberals. There are no conservatives. There's just the law or there is not. And right now there is not. And liberals had to throw that in there. You know, you can't just tell somebody it's got to be a liberal slant this way because you got to have two camps. before you can get 75% of the population to go out there and blow each other's heads off for you, huh? A liberal slant. Slant your ass. Found that overwhelmingly the overwhelming majority of school shootings listed in a federal report never occurred. Well, we know that. They run drills, you know, and they have everybody show up and then they mark it down the federal thing. Did anybody actually? Well, no. It plays into the argument. Instead of it just, the people just coming to grips with the fact that, hey, you know what? We're the sovereigns of this country. We have a Bill of Rights. Can't be violated. We are under occupation. These son of a bitches are looking at our Bill of Rights and telling us we don't have it. And it's time for us to just shoot their ass out of here, period. No, we got to play. Because this would be a good argument. Maybe the NRA could use this argument to argue why you should, half the trigger off my gun or tell me I can't have a front stock or this erroneous, stupid bullshit. It never occurred. The embarrassing blunder, there ain't no blundering about it. There are think tanks out there that you pay for. That you pay for at gunpoint. As they take the tax money from you, they have huge think tanks. And they're constantly examining every bit of information coming into them, trying to find new and better ways to herd you over to that ditch so they can put that bullet in your head. Any way to make you stupider, they'll go for it. An embarrassing blunder. Involves Department of Education figures stating that schools around the U.S. reported an alarming 235 shootings in 1 year. Man, I'm sure glad that these people are out there watching this shit. National Public Radio, NPR, launched an investigation and actually contacted every one of the schools included in the DOA data, which was gathered by its Office of Civil Rights, another something that can't exist, civil rights. The figure focuses on the 2015-2016 school year and revealed that nearly 240 schools reported at least one incident involving a school-related shooting. 3 months later, after every school was contacted by NPR, the stats changed drastically. More than two-thirds of the reported gun incidents never happened, according to the news outlet. Well, of course they didn't. We were here telling you all along, it's all bullshit. This ain't happening. It's like that Pulse nightclub when they were carrying the queers towards the queer club instead of away from it. That's one of the, a piece that was sent in to us that we had up on our YouTube. That was taken down. See, that's what they're doing. They're taking down all the true information. Oh, they're trying to take down the conservative view. Oh, they're trying to take down the liberal view. No, they're going to play that same old fucking game they played with us all our lives. Oh, it's them against them. But what's really being taken down is what's in the middle, and that's called the truth. They are taking the truth down as fast as they can. Because too many people have learned the truth, and too many people want to tell other people the truth. And you might want to grab a document and say, hey, look, see what they did? But, maybe this one will stand. 3 months later, after every school contact, more than two-thirds of the reported gun incidents never happened. We were able to confirm just 11 reported incidents, either directly with schools or through media reports, the article states. In 161 cases, schools or districts attested that no incident took place or couldn't confirm one. In at least four cases, we found something didn't happen. Something did happen, I'm sorry, but it didn't meet the government's perimeters for a shooting. A rubber band, I'm used to put down your finger. I probably shouldn't put my finger up like that. They're watching. About a quarter of schools didn't respond to our inquiries. A program director at the nonprofit research organization that assists NPR in analyzing the bogus government data is quoted in the piece as saying, well, but I was listening today. Economy is in a boom. God, the people just, we're rolling in the dough, people. We got more money than we ever had. Best economy ever in this goddamn country. But I'm sure that data is correct, though. I'm sure they're not lying about that data, just this data here. And that's what I'm talking about, people picking and choosing. There'll be a lot of people that look at this and go, yeah, goddamn, they're trying to get our guns. What it is, a bunch of liars over there. But the goddamn economy, she's booming. I look around my house. I look at my situation. It don't look like it's booming to me. When we're talking about such an important and rare event, this amount of data error could be very meaningful. Error? Data error? Really? Even though the DOA is the agency responsible for disseminating the erroneous information, you mean like the 3.9 unemployment rate, everybody's got a job, we're all doing fine, and everything's just goddamn wonderful in this country? You mean, was that, maybe that's just a data error, I don't know. Erroneous information in typical government fashion. It shrugged it off as no big deal. When asked for comment by reporters, the agency said it relies on school districts to provide accurate information. Evidently, the federal agency doesn't bother checking data before publishing it as fact. I mean, what the hell are we talking? I mean, it's like, what, did you guys just wake up yesterday, Ammoland? You didn't hear that they're allowed to run propaganda programs of any sort they want across the board with impunity? You must have missed that one. The article points out that the confusion, comes at a time when the need for the data on school violence has never been more pressing. See, this is just another way of working it into, so we can have a conversation about that which there is no conversation to have about, because that shall not be infringed ends in the period. Dozens of schools, school safety measures have been enacted nationwide on the heels of high-profile school shootings in Texas and Florida, and public districts are allotting large sums to boost campus security. Ching, 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 ching. Of course they're going to make money as they're taking your guns away and getting ready to take you over to the pit. Our reporting highlights just how difficult it can be to track school-related shootings, and how researchers, educators, and policymakers are hindered by a lack of data on gun violence. Researchers, educators, policymakers. Oh, you mean the policies, these illegal policies, these admiralty dictates we've been living under, and rather than our common laws, that would be policymakers, the ones that need to be hung by the neck until they're dead, are hindered. Oh, they're hindered by a lack of data on gun violence, the NPR piece reads. This is hardly an isolated incident of government inefficiency. What? The fuck you mean there's more of this shit going on somewhere? No, I will not believe it. But the seriousness of the matter should inspire the feds to provide the public and policymakers with accurate information. Instead, the DOA, a typical bloated agency with a $59 billion budget, passed the buck to the so-called Civil Rights Data Collection Division, which apparently plays fast and loose with the facts. What a horseshit article, huh? In the report with the skewed stats, schools were asked, has there been at least one incident at your school that involved a shooting, regardless of whether anyone was hurt? The DOE should have known better than to blindly publish the information. All it had to do was check out the easily available figures provided by a reputable group that maintains a reliable gun safety database for some school years. Let's see, for some school year, or for the same, I'm sorry, I'm putting glasses on, for the same school year, and the DOA listed 235 shootings. The group had 29. I mean, okay, if you say so. I mean, if you frickin' say so. There is little overlap between this list and the government's, with only 7 schools appearing on both, the NPR story says. Well, I mean, this is just another duh. I mean, somebody was asking last week, why are they telling us about the Chinese? Oh, it was Katie. Why are they telling? Just to show you, it's fucking over. Either you got to do something about this, or this is what you got. This is what they're taking your money at gunpoint. This is what they're providing. This is how they're protecting your Bill of Rights. That's what you hired them for, ain't it? I like this one. Now in effect, Colorado law expands asset forfeiture reforms. They're reforming it. Why would they reform asset forfeiture? Where they found out that it was a violation of the due process clauses in the Bill of Rights, and they've said, we can't do this. My goodness, we have to reform this. Is that why? This is from 10th Amendment Center, the distorted 10th Amendment. You know, that the states' rights, those, well, these fine, fine people who want their goddamn, who want their oligarchy back. Sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Saturday, a new Colorado law went into effect, expanding asset forfeiture reporting requirements instituted last year. You mean they haven't been reporting the violations of the Bill of Rights? They haven't been reporting seizing people's property without due process of the law? There's a reporting problem here? This is what this is about? We got to pass a law to make them report these things. Wonder why. Representative Leslie Herod, Democrat Denver, sponsored House Bill 1020 on January 10th. The legislation expands asset forfeiture reporting requirements by redefining the agencies required to submit reports. Now, we just did a piece there that showed that their reports are bullshit anyway. So if you pass a bill saying they have to report, them other people had to report too, didn't they? They gave you a report. I mean, but they can lie to you. That's the problem. So, well, okay, let's go on. There's got to be something good in here. I mean, it's against asset forfeiture, right? Last year, Hickenlooper, that's the governor, the faggot from California, signed a bill into law that instituted intensive reporting requirements for any agency seizing property under the state's asset forfeiture laws. They're just not reporting it, people. It's not that they're violating the Bill of Rights. Not that they've pissed on your Bill of Rights, told you have no Bill of Rights, told you you own no property. You don't even own yourself. It's they're not reporting it correctly to the... Wonder why this reporting thing so goddamn... Let's find out. It also took a big step towards closing a loophole, allowing prosecutors to bypass more stringent state asset forfeiture laws by passing cases off to the federal government. This was particularly important in light of a policy directive issued by Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the Department of Justice. The law passed last year requires seizing agencies, in quotations, to submit extensive forfeiture reports under HB 1020, any reporting agency defined as any state or local entity that employs a person other than a judge or magistrate who is authorized to effect a forfeiture of real or personal property. Did you just hear what I read you? Oh, man, the only one, you know, under the Bill of Rights, the only one that could get your shit is another American national through a suit or seeking civil penalty for a crime you did them. But let's get this whole thing. Any state or local entity, what's that? That's a hell of a word, ain't it? Anyway, state entity, well, is that the postmaster? Is that the mail lady? Is it, I don't know. That employs a person. I mean, any state entity that employs a person, that means hires a person, that means contracts a person. A person under contract is working for a corporation, and they sure as hell ain't no officer of no common law court, now are they? Other than a judge or magistrate, neither of which is a part of any common law court. This is just the administrative end of it, the administrative admiralty. Who is authorized to effect a forfeiture? Who authorizes? Oh, I don't know. So the Bill of Rights says nobody is authorized to make such a forfeiture. In fact, that would be treason. But who is authorized to effect a forfeiture of real or personal property will now have to submit reports. Uh-oh. They fucking had it now. Oh, they're going down. Get out the ropes. They got to do reports. Maybe it'd be like the report that we got on the guns on that last one. What do you think? The new law also specifically includes the Office of District Attorney and local enforcement agencies, both of which cannot exist in our world. We've gone over it time and time again. This is the administrative admiralty that has replaced the common law that you are guaranteed in that Bill of Rights. I'm going to stop right here because I have to say at least once a day. Our Bill of Rights has been fucking removed, people. Completely removed. We are slaves. And we stay slaves until we bust ourselves out of bondage, period. For those people out there who are going to try and read something good into this shit. The broader definition will ensure all agencies involved in the forfeiture. I love that word, forfeiture. There's no such thing as forfeiture. You fucking took it, didn't you? Yeah, we call it armed robbery. You can call it petty theft, grand theft auto. Forfeiture. Did you forfeit it? Or was it forfeited from you? Process are included in the reporting requirements. Uh-oh. This shit's, I mean, I can see that. I can feel my Bill of Rights coming back. I can feel it just pulsing in my chest. By increasing transparency, they love that fucking word, don't they? Transparency. I mean, if we get, I mean, like, well, they, I heard him this morning, you know, this new supreme trader, this new supposed person who's going to define my rights and define who, what kind of slave I am, that Trump's nominated, withholding 1,000 papers under executive privilege and all this goddamn horse shit that should never have entered into my world. I shouldn't even know that this shit is going on except to find out that one agency inside of another agency caught an agency and they got him there and they're hanging him next week. There's going to be a military hanging in Washington, D.C. next week because they caught somebody stealing money from the people.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
They take some poor slob gets $1 million taken from him, and it's gonna, no matter what, it's gonna stay in a government account for at least a year before the American National achieves a penny of it back. And what do you think that money's doing that whole time? It's collecting interest.
Well, it's kind of like,
you know, that's $100,000 that government's gonna put in their pocket while they got your million in the bank.
Well, sure. You know, it's like that. You know, when they released the money that they'd seized that was Iranian money as a part of this deal that we've now broken the deal and we're gonna go over there and we gotta do Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and of course Turkey. But, you know, when they talk about, I mean, I've listened to them on there, and we gave them these $15 billion. No! You gave them their money. You seized, you son of a bitch. It's like we're paying them. I mean, the way that these journalists try to, you know, to paper this shit over and come in and say, we gave them $15 billion. No, what you did is that Jew banker who had that $15 billion seized for how God knows how many years and had been leveraging on it, probably made probably $40 billion on their money already, had to give them what belonged to them back. Boy, that's how they look at it, you know. Seizing agencies, reporting agencies defined as any state or local entity with employees. The new law also specifically includes the Office of District Attorney and local enforcement agencies. You know what the thing is with agencies? They're unelected. We were never supposed to be dealing. These are private corporations. Working for a fiduciary that doesn't exist. They're working for the military. Every goddamn one of them is working for the military by definition of the law because everything is a district within a district within the District of Columbia, which is a military district. By increasing transparency, shit. HB 1020 allows Coloradans to see the reality of asset forfeiture more clearly. Hey, the reality is they violated your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 10th articles of your Bill of Rights. They said you do not have them. If somebody can just arbitrarily take what's your property, you don't own property. We've went over this. But you'll be able to see it much more clearly. You'll get to see who's taking your property and who gets it in the end and you know, who benefits from it, I guess. Like when they steal your trees and tell you, oh, that was for the schools. We'll be more transparent. So you don't see that school owns a motel over in Barbados as a part of its assets. All this goddamn, I mean, it is just, like, again, completely out of control, people. Oh, I love this. Coloradans to see reality of asset forfeiture more clearly. As the saying goes, sunlight is the best antiseptic. Transparency often creates the momentum needed to drive future change. Oh, boy. The Senate passed HB 1020 by a 33-1 vote. The House previously passed the measure by a 38-25 vote. The enactment of this bill reveals an important truth. First steps generally lead to second steps. The bill passed by the Colorado legislature last year certainly wasn't perfect, but it created a foundation for the expansion of the reporting requirements. Just all this reporting, because you know when you first look at it, they're doing something. Somebody figured it out. You can't just take people's shit like that. That is a violation of the due process clause in the bill, clauses in the Bill of Rights. No. This is about reporting requirements. Now the state's legislature has expanded the existing law and increased transparency over the state's asset forfeiture process further. This will hopefully lead to even more substantive reforms in the future. What are we reforming here? We're reforming a treachery? HB 1020 also includes provisions creating a law enforcement assistance grant program. Ching, ching. That's going to cost, we need more forfeitures, in the Department of Public Safety to reimburse, you ready? Reimburse. Oh, they're going to give the money back to them, right? All these people that they've taken their property without conviction, without their right to a procedural due process, they're going to give it back, right? So that's what we're talking about here, right? To reimburse seizing agencies for revenues lost due to state closing a federal loophole. This is to stop them from stealing from one another what they've already stole from you. There is no mention of the fact that they pissed on your Bill of Rights, that you have no Bill of Rights, that they can take your property without due process of the law, that they, who could never even come into your world or have any authority as government agents that were there to protect those very rights, can absolutely come in. The goddamn fight here is over who's getting the goddamn money. The federal state federal's getting that money because they're doing dirty deals with other guys in the states, and we're going to get some reporting requirements here so that the right thieves get the right money, okay? We stole that money. Fair and square, it's ours. That's what this whole goddamn article's about, people. That is what it's fucking about. And this is some good news for somebody, I reckon. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee, what's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. To hear, it became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. Captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple. Then it turned away. host possess them. The wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools on that ship of fools. Ship of fools.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Ship of Fools. Aren't we afloat? Aren't we afloat? I gotta finish this. I mean, it's just unbelievable, people. The HB 1020 also includes provisions creating a law enforcement assistance grant program in the Department of Public Safety to reimburse seizing agencies for revenues lost due to state closing a federal loophole. So the money that they stole from people, I mean, absolutely, I mean, armed assault robbery, that's all it can be called. If there were a Bill of Rights, of course there ain't no Bill of Rights, it's just what they can take from a slave, what they want to take from a slave. Slave don't own nothing. But if the feds ripped them off, or see, now they're writing laws to protect themselves from each other's theft of the theft. You see what I'm saying here? This is what this is all, this reads. Now in effect, Colorado law expands asset forfeiture reforms. You betcha, police departments that can show they missed out on equitable sharing proceeds due to the new law will be able to apply for these grants. Okay. This is, you know what? This is insanity, people. Our founders, the people, the true founders of this country would have blown these son of a bitches out of their boots a long freaking time. If they read this, they would read this, they would think this was something out of the equivalent of the Onion of the time. They would, I mean, this is so off the reservation. While Colorado asset forfeiture laws doesn't provide the level of protection they should, they are stricter than federal laws. The IJ, I guess it is, gives Colorado forfeiture laws a C. Colorado statutes do include a high bar for forfeited property, but they do not require a criminal conviction. What in the hell is due process of the law, people? What is it? It is the process you have to go through if you want to remove property from an American national, whether it be his freedom or any physical property, his papers, his house. It doesn't require a conviction. We reformed it to make sure that all the thieves are getting their cut of the action, that the mafia is cutting up the money right. They also provided relatively robust protections for innocent third-party property owners. Who do you reckon that would be? Oh, you mean like if somebody owns, bought a $40,000 car, And they still owed $38,000 on it, and the cops seen that somebody just go, ooh, I want that. That's when there's some money. Yeah, get out of the car. Tase, beat, taking the car. Wait a minute. There's a bank involved here. The bank's a third party property owner. That's who they're talking about here. You know, they try to act like, oh, he took grandma's car and he went and did a dope deal. This is the kind of shit they sell. I'm telling you who they're protecting here. The bank. So the bank doesn't lose the goddamn, you can't take the money from the bank, just from the fucking peons, the coolies, the peons. And law enforcement can only keep up to 50% of the proceeds. Well, that is a fucking outrage. With these relatively stringent policies in place, police have an incentive to pass cases to the feds in order to circumvent them. Unsurprisingly, the state ranks 15th in the country in the amount of federal asset forfeiture money it brings in. They're just talking about this. I mean, the people, you either have a, well, I'm going to say it, you do not have a Bill of Rights. Your Bill of Rights, this is a rogue foreign occupation, and they do not, that Bill of Rights does not fucking exist. It cannot exist if this is going on. Everybody has to understand that. And we're talking about remedy. What remedy did our founders use when they came for this? Because they were coming to take their property, their goddamn guns left. And once they had that, they knew they had everything. That's it. I mean, hey, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this. Think tanks are listening. What if they just went out and just took all the guns under asset forfeiture? No, we need the money. I'm sorry. Yes, you're going to hand out. Yes, your AR-15. Yeah, give me that here. Yeah. Yeah, the OT-6, yeah, your pistol, yeah, all this stuff, yeah, it's asset forfeiture. There's no, well, God damn it, let me look at the second article. God damn it, it's asset forfeiture, I gotta give them my guns. The law passed in 2017 prohibits Colorado law enforcement agencies from transferring seized property to federal agencies. I mean, this is just right in your face! Right in your face, procedural due process of the law. It is, you are nothing. You own nothing. You don't own the clothes on your back. And what are we doing, I mean, on an international stage here? Israel, U.S. set up joint team to enforce Iran sanctions. Because they're our big partner over there in the Middle East. They're our best friends, don't you know? We got to get that goddamn war going. I mean, I got to believe Netanyahu's, he's getting pretty pissy. I mean, I heard they fired on some place in Syria yesterday that the Israelis did. God damn it. And I heard they were sneaking some more chemicals over there with them white hatters were so that they could say, oh, Assad's using chemicals again. Let's attack again. This is, I mean, it's just as blatant as the last two articles I read you. This is what's going to be coming through. This is going to be what your news is. And pretty soon when your mind hasn't, you know, once they've gotten rid of places like the trenches and stuff where somebody's sitting here just laughing at how fucking ridiculous all this shit is, this has been, then people will get serious because they will have read it and they'll know what it says. And then they're going to tell you, oh yeah, they're really tightening down on the asset forfeiture laws over there. They're reforming them in Colorado. I know, I read it. After a successful campaign to have the Iran nuclear deal torn up, Israel has now taken up the role of enforcer. Oh, the U.S. enforcer. I thought we were separate sovereign nations. And you know, it's almost like we're a colony of Israel's. And that little tiny shithole over there. Well, when you think about it, Britain was a little, even just a little island over there when this whole continent was a colony of theirs. Now, wasn't it? This, I mean, people, with U.S. President Donald Trump set to announce second rounds of sanctions as ordered by his masters in Israel in November, and fuck the American people. America and Israel have set up a joint team that will enforce economic sanctions against Iran in the high-tech sector. What are we talking about here? You mean the same pricks that can get on my computer, move my cursor when I'm just sitting here watching it all happen? Israel's finance minister, Moshe Kahlon, and United States Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, CEO of Goldman Sachs, that stole $21 trillion from the American people, and now he's your Treasury Secretary, yesterday announced the establishment of the joint team. The two are reported to have met in Washington for the fourth time in their 10 years. According to the Israeli Haaretz, the meeting was also attended by the Director General of the Ministry of Finance, Shea Babad, and the Israeli Economic Attaché in the U.S., Aaron Nitzan. In May this year, Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the agreement, which he had earlier described as the worst deal. Boy, he kept his promise to his masters, didn't he? And of course, all of those aliens are out of our country, and DACA was gotten rid of on day one, right? And he'd never signed nothing against expanding background checks for the communists. Now, would he? But boy, when his masters over there, and well, I got to say Jerusalem now because they've moved their capital there. And what the hell, well, with the guns of the United States. The move drew widespread criticism among agreements. Among the agreements, other signatories, UK, France, Germany, China, and Russia, fuck you. We're there, we're taking the goddamn, they're already pissed about the holdup. Now, damn it, we should already be at Turkey by now. I mean, that goddamn coward Barack Obama, if he had just fired the love missiles and went on with the thing, well, maybe we'd have our country back by then, because people aren't fooled by this shit. This is why if they could have done this, they would have done it yesterday. Remember this, all this shit that we're gonna, they're just stepping up and you're gonna, they would have already done it, just like taking our guns. Trump's decision to break the international treaty signed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, followed months of lobbying by Israeli Prime Minister. You mean a foreign head of state came over here and lobbied our president for the benefit of that foreign state? No, I won't believe it. Not in the country, not in the United States of America. No. Washington reimposed sanctions in May, which primarily target the country's banking sector, because that's what they really fucking want. That's what they had when they had the Shah over there. I mean, they were just sucking all the wealth out of the country, you know, from the people. Well, like over there in Libya, Gaddafi, you know, just found him a new oil field, man. They were buying houses for their people, and the people, hey man, God, we're getting something out of what belongs to us. Oh, you fucking never. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the oi boys. It belongs to Israel. The planet belongs to Israel. Hello. The sanctions are intended to hinder Tehran's acquisition of U.S. currency, its precious metal trade, bank transactions dominated in Iran currency, activities related to Iran's sovereign debt, that's how the Rothschilds do it. And what did old man Rothschild say? I don't care who makes the laws or who supposedly rules the country. Give me control of the currency and I control the country. What are they going after? Money, wealth. That's all it's ever been about. And I really thought this was, I felt my Bill of Rights, that surge coming back into me like a freedom. It was like coming back to me when I read this one. Pregnant mom kills home invader in justified shooting. Now going to prison for the gun she used. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by a reader for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Do convicted felons have the constitutional right to defend themselves with a firearm? Well, let's go check. Let's just check, because we have the document right here to check. We'll check that second article. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. And nothing in there about if you go, you get convicted of a crime or anything else. It just says shall not fucking be infringed, period. The answer to the question in most U.S. states is a resounding no. The states trump that, right? And check that 10th article. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Wouldn't this be prohibited to it? Well, so would asset forfeiture. What the fuck does this all of that shit mean, huh? Because it's all been taken away. You have no Bill of Rights.
If you're in prison, do you get a jury?
Pardon?
Does she still get a jury?
Oh, no. Well, that's another thing that's being eliminated. You know, the way they did the jury thing, even though they're putting up juries like they're putting out now, it's not in the common law. It's not in the common law jurisdiction. It's not randomly picked from the people so that you get people that are judging other people's rights by their own rights. They're big list. You know who goes to, you know who gets on juries? People registered to vote. That's who.
Right, but I'm saying, once you're an ex-con, do you lose your right to?
Do you lose your right to what?
A jury, if you're an ex-con.
You mean you have some kind of rights that I don't know about, Charlie?
Well, no.
Okay, I was just checking, man. I thought you'd completely kind of slip there a little bit. Ain't none of us got no fucking rights. What is done arbitrarily. What they put up for show is done arbitrarily. There ain't one goddamn bit of it. procedural due process of the law, including the jury. Those resounding no. Those who do, like American native Christy Noble, face years in prison, all for choosing to protect their lives and the lives of their loved ones with a firearm. Noble was cleared of all wrongdoing in the December 7th shooting death of Dylan Stankoff, who attacked her in her own home. Noble was pregnant at the time of the shooting, and when Stankoff, calling himself Cameron White, stopped by her home and asked to speak to Noble's husband, who was not home at the time, saying he was a friend from the military, Stankoff left but returned later, pushed himself into Noble's home, attempted to cover her mouth to prevent her from screaming, and began to struggle with the mother-to-be. Noble escaped briefly and retrieved a .40-caliber handgun, fired three shots, and killed the attacker. But because Noble pleaded guilty before the shooting in 2017 to felony possession of marijuana, not marijuana, she now faces 6 years in prison for all the crimes, for the crime of using her husband's handgun, a gun she successfully used to defend herself and the life of her unborn baby. But be assured, people, I know this is kind of a little upsetting and it just don't seem right, but hey, they're reforming asset forfeiture in Colorado to make sure that the thieves that steal it actually get their proper cut, okay? So you can have comfort in that as we're reading this article here. The case against Noble will likely be open and shut. After all, she pleaded guilty to drug possession and knew she was prevented by law from owning a weapon. By what law? Oh, the 1968 gun control law. The 1968 gun control law that said that if you're a convicted felon, you can't have, even if she has had some pot. But that's a felony in Arkansas, don't you know? So, you know, oh, the 19th, how in the hell can that be? I got to check this. I'm sorry, guys. Wait, give me just a second here. Ninth article. The enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, that is authorities, shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. Oh, they must have forgot about that one. Or maybe it don't apply to the state of Arkansas. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it does. Tenth article says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The 1968 gun control law, I mean, fucking blatant. Well, it's just like, you know, Lincoln declaring martial law. Zero authority. Cannot do it. Violation of the people's Bill of Rights. The people are the authority. This is our goddamn country. You work for us, you sorry son of a bitch and con man who sold us on this idea. You need this apparatus over here because everybody's going to come and try and take your rights and your property away from you. And you're going to need us to bring you all together real fast and get armies and go and protect us so we can do it efficiently. So we make sure nobody ever touches those rights. Felony marijuana, huh? Ooh. It's not right, and you know what, people? It don't goddamn matter if it's right or wrong, does it? It's not going to matter again until the people wake up, and I'm going to say it one more time just in case there was nobody out there listening. They have removed your Bill of Rights. They have removed the procedural due process that guarantees you the right to own property, including yourself, that guarantees you the right of peace of mind and body. It has been fucking removed, and they're not being quiet about it. They're right up in your face. Yeah, we took it from you. Yes, yeah, so we'll have you shot. Yes. Viva, have you shot. Put him again. Fuck, man, I'll tell you guys right now. They could take anybody on and have all the cameras you want. All the good people out there in the street with their goddamn cameras have it on there. And just one of them walk up and you know, just say, put him against the fucking wall like they do in goddamn China. Line him up there. You have three soldiers. Shoot him down. Boom, 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 boom. And then hit the papers and be on the news. Man executed, they'll have a good reason for it. He absconded on a traffic ticket. Okay, so they put him against the wall, and they'd be like, you had an outrage, and Rand Paul, come on, go, we can't be financing this military that's shooting people down in there, big old,
and. Henry. Rand Paul said you can shoot them with a drone.
You can shoot them if they have a sack of money in their hand and they ran out of liquor store, you sure as hell can. Of course you can. That's due process. Didn't you know that, Charlie? Haven't you looked that one up?
If a cop was getting assaulted and this woman blew the assaulter's head off, she would have gotten off. This is bullshit. This is a bullshit law. It's total tyranny. It's aggravating itself.
Just like the martial law declared by Lincoln, just like the 14th Amendment, just like all of this shit, it is a violation of the 9th Article. It's always been to remove the people's authority so that you could rule over them as slaves. It's that simple, people. Go ahead.
Is there any chance that when Ron Paul dropped out, did they have to make a deal? Oh, hey, no, let me just...
You're breaking up, Charlie. I can't get what you're saying, brother.
I said, you think there was a deal?
Oh,
that
what
Ron
you mean?
Paul would drop out.
Uh huh.
And I make Rand be a senator.
Oh yeah, that's what the extra $1 million. Some of it, you know. My kids, you know, I knew better, and I said I was on the radio saying, no, this is just going to be another fuck. This is just a fucking game. He's a pressure valve. But anyway, and right up until he took his powder, I said it. In my own kids, I tell him, I mean, my son, no, this guy's going to do, you can believe, I mean, listen to what he's saying. He's going to do it and send him the money. And then when it got all done and coming to the sheep, I'd look down and he's like, yeah, Dad, I guess you understand this shit a little better than we do. Yeah, of course he did.
Hey, Charlie.
Go ahead.
Charlie, why don't you tell Rand to, you know, look at this goddamn law? I mean, this woman wanted to, she had to defend herself and her family. I mean, I don't care what kind of felony she had. There's got to be, you got to, Rand Paul's got to take a look at this and submit a bill, man. I mean, you know, if you're saving, if you're saving a life, then that supersedes everything.
No, Mark, you're completely off the reservation with that thought. I'm sorry, dude. You cannot have a law to enforce a superior law, okay? The law is already there. It's called the Second Article. They can't touch this woman. What they're doing to this woman is they're killing my Bill of Rights and they're using her to do it. They're going to put her in jail to punish her for something they can't punish her for. They are going to commit a violation of the second, of the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth articles of my Bill of Rights. To doing this to this woman, just like when they go out there and they kill somebody on the street. It's one by one, they're killing that Bill of Rights because we are the Bill of Rights. We're born with it. It is our essence. And if Rand Paul could give a monk's fuck about this bitch, okay? I mean, he could care less about this goddamn woman. Rand Paul's a piece of fucking dirt or he wouldn't be where he is. Okay? You don't get up there in the spotlight. If you tell the truth, if you're a truth-telling, hardcore truth-telling son of a bitch, you'll be down here in the trenches, and they'll be doing everything they can in the world to make sure nobody hears what you have to say. And conservative views like Alex Jones, and that conservative view, you know, the other half of the left-right paradigm he used to talk about, as opposed to that progressive view on the other side. This is what's, I mean, it's just like the gun thing. This is what the discussion's going to be. It ain't going to be about what's going on really, which is the truth being removed from the internet. The documented truth that has been documented over these years showing what we're showing here. Blatant, in-your-face tyranny. That's what we live under, people. Blatant, in-your-face tyranny. We have no Bill of Rights, and we're just standing here like a bunch of fucking pussies letting it happen. The true founders, I'm not talking about the elite that hijacked a popular uprising back in 1776. I'm talking about the guys who went out there and did the goddamn fighting. They're rolling over in their graves puking on their own bones right now. To know, I mean, this is an abomination to everything that they fought for, everything that they believed, everything this country was supposed to be about. Where were we here? Not at home at the time, saying he was a friend of the Millistan, but returned later, pushed himself in, she shot him. Noble escaped briefly and retrieved a 40 caliber bullet gun, and that's when she let him have it. The case against Noble will likely be an open and shut one. After all, she pleaded guilty to drug possession and knew she was prevented by law from owning the weapon. Yeah, but she... They couldn't have the drug possession thing. I'm sure she got her due process of the law. there was an American national that came up and said that, well, I'm filing a charge against this lady because, well, she's got a pound of weed and it hurt me somehow. Here's how it hurt me. Her having this pound of weed or whatever, she had, an ounce of weed, whatever the fuck it was, probably a joint. She had this weed and it caused me this physical harm, or it caused a harm to my property over here. And here's my second affidavit. Now, she went and she got her preliminary process. And of course the court looked at it and said, God, it's obvious that her having this weed, it destroyed this guy's property. It caused him physical injury. Any jury would convict, indict. No, what happened here is this woman's pregnant. Okay, what this comes down to is a fucking plant in the car. A plant in a car. A marijuana plant. And what happened is there was a bunch of people in there. Nobody wanted to own up to the plant. And she's sitting there, pregnant. This is how they got her, people. I seen this when I read this. Pregnant. You want to have that baby in prison, or do you want to cop a plea? And give up your, and officially, but not officially, because the 1968 Gun Control Act is an act of treachery that violates the Ninth Article, but officially, give up, because it's all designed to, what does a marijuana plant in the back of your car have to do with a fucking gun? But this is what it's all come down to, people. It is just complete, total, 110% outrage every day, all day long, and it's gonna get worse every day. That's one thing I will promise you, people, it is gonna get worse. And we're, I mean, when they're sitting there talking about reform of asset forfeiture being to make sure that the federal thieves can't steal it from the state thieves that stole it from you in violation of your fucking due process rights, who just fucking took it from you? They've removed your courts. You're nobody. You are fucking slaves. Get it through your head. What you say, like talking to Rand Paul, Marcus, talking to Rand Paul, fuck, what do you say? It don't matter. You're a fucking slave. Doesn't matter no more than old Jim down there when he come to take half his family because the Massa made a bad business deal and he's got to sell off half the guy's family. It doesn't matter. Your property. And until
so
you get
got
it.
A video.
Go ahead.
So they got a video of this guy squeezing the life out of this woman's neck. And so she blows his head off, but they're still going to convict her, right?
Of course. Because one has nothing to do with the other. You see, she ain't allowed to have a gun. She's supposed to just get choked to death, Mark. And don't you see, this isn't designed around justice or anything else. This is designed around absolute control of a slave. She's a slave. This particular slave was not allowed to have a gun. She had a gun. She's gonna get her 25 lashes. That's what's gonna happen here. Okay? And it's right, because she admitted that she had that marijuana plant that the government told her she couldn't have. The government was zero authority to tell us anything. Like I said, somebody would have had to show a cause of how that plant harmed somebody in the real world. The cops stopped her and with the marijuana plant. They weren't of a common law court. This is a fucking slave society. We're fucking slaves, and we're going to be fucking slaves until we nut up and do something about it. Anyways, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, it's just like all this shit, you know, you see in the mainstream, all this stuff, you know, they telling you, and this one here, they're getting some, they want to get some papers from for this judge, and it's real important this judge getting nominated. This could mean the difference between your guns and bullshit. You know what means anything to a slave? Nothing. You're a slave. You're property. You have no say. Your will is irrelevant. That's what people got to get through their heads, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Yeah.